Aleishur Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, the first chapter. Once again, we make the point that Ein Me'inyan Ma'arachazel Ases Yidiya Makifal Kol Kochos HaNefesh. It is not the objective of this set of essays to give an encompassing, broad knowledge of all of one's psychology. Anu Oskim Rak Bidiyas Atzmen, we're dealing merely with self-knowledge. What we do want to clarify is how to relate to the forces and the midos that we discover within ourselves. Should we distance a certain midah or draw it near? Should I reconcile oneself to the existence of certain forces or to be ashamed of them? That's the objective. Gassinen besanedin daf tzadi alef omale Antoninus the Rebbe guf un shama yicholin lifter atzman min adin. He argued that the body and the soul can exempt themselves from any type of punishment. Keitzad guf omer neshama chata. The body will argue that neshama is the cause of the sins. Shemiyom shepirsha mimine, from the day it separated, from the day of my death. Hareini mutal kevin domem bogev. Look, like a stone in the grave. I didn't do anything. Un shama yimer, as the soul can argue, guf chata. No, it is the body. From the day I separated, from the day of the person's death, look, I'm flying, soaring in the air as a bird, and certainly not committing any averis. And that's how they can exempt themselves. Omalei, Rebbe replied, here's a parable. A king had a beautiful orchard, beautiful fruit trees. He placed two guards there. One was cripple, and one was blind. Omalu chigel asuma, the crippled one said to the blind God, "Bakureis na oisani rei papades. I see beautiful fruit trees over here. Boi veharkiveni, carry me, unviem lochlam, and then we can take them and eat." Rochav chigel al gabei suma, and that's what they did. The crippled God rode on the blind, the heviyum vachalum, and they ate. Eventually, the owner of the orchard returned. Omar, what's going on? Where are my fruits? Omar, the lame one said, I couldn't have done it. I can't walk. Omar, the blind one said to the king, I don't have eyes to see. They tried this trick. So what did the king do? He put the lame one on top of the blind one and judged them as one. That's the mashal. The nimshal is Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi neshama v'zerkah baguf. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day of judgment will bring the neshama, cast it into the body, v'dan eisan ke'echad, will judge them as one. There's a lot more to this, as the author goes on to explain. Koychos ha'nefesh ve'koychos ha'guf. The powers of our psychology and the powers of our body. Shnehem shimrim. Chazal characterizes them as gods. La pardesane, for the beautiful orchard, shuha adam v'olemo. In the nimshal, that's the person and his entire world. Ha'evdel b'nei murak, the difference between them is only this. Ki koyechis haguf em ivrim. The physical forces that we have are blind. The chochos ha'nefesh pikhim. The forces of the soul, psychology and other such forces, they are sighted but lame. And he elaborates on this. Ta'avas ha'chayim, here it describes these forces of the body, which are gods, but they are blind gods. So ta'avas ha'chayim, the urge to live, mamritza oisan rishkol al b'yoseinu, it drives us to care for our health, to be concerned. Uvesakana, if there's any danger, himafila kol koichoseinu, it moves into high gear, kede lishmol gechez ha'chayim, to preserve life at all costs. Similarly, ta'avas hamin, mamitzah esan yased bayis velid banim. Sexual urges drives us to establish a home and to bring children. That's another physical force. Hakin'ah mamitzah esan yishtadel asagas panasa mechubedes. Kin'ah, envy, enthuses us, it drives us to try and make a decent living. Ahavas hayeladim mamitzah esan yotapel betinokos legadlam. Love of children, this innate attraction to toddlers that we have, drives us to look after our children and to raise them, to provide for them. These forces are superb gods. Why they guard us? They don't know. They're blind. It's instinctual. Hashemera pikeach ye neshama, the sighted God, that's a neshama. It can see the objective. It can give direction to our lives. Elma lishoif, what to aspire to, lifnei avoid, who to worship, malasig, what is worth attaining. Zeu inyan neshama mishmeras betechaim. That's the whole concept of the neshama in this parable of guarding the orchard of life. Leval nishtamesh bechosen lasham, not to waste our forces. To know how to utilize them for a truthful objective. The neshama is lame. It's not within its capacity to fulfill its objectives by itself. It needs the body through which to operate. The body and the soul complement one another in guarding the person in his life. Haguf nisena sakoi chois, the body provides the raw power. And neshama is a tzurah kivun. Perhaps the author could have used another analogy. Maybe Rebbe would have used it if he lived b'yameinu, of the engine and the steering wheel. The engine just gives you power, but it doesn't know where it's going. It's just boom. There's the kilowatts, that's all. And then you need the steering wheel to actually take you where you want to go. That's what the neshama does, the tzurah, the kivun, the direction. When that fusion is perfect, both are perfected. The blind forces of the body serve an exalted purpose. And the aspirations of the soul, the spiritual aspirations, actually find, they come into being, they are executed. And therefore, one may not denigrate, one may not belittle the forces that we discover within ourselves. All the forces are important and necessary. All we need to do is to aspire for the correct fusion and the right direction. Just like we would not belittle the engine in a car. It's just that you need to drive in the right direction. It is imprinted, we would call it b'yameinu, it's hardwired into us as a gzera of the Creator. Fulfillment of any demand of our forces, mugash kana, is felt as pleasure. This is a remarkable point. He says it's hardwired, Akadosh Baruch Hu made his creation in such a way that when we fulfill a demand of our body, it's felt as pleasure. It didn't have to be like that. Somebody once described to me, he was at a crocodile farm, and, you know, it was the feeding time, and they feed them dead chickens. And I remember it very distinctly. He told me when he looked at it, he had this strange sensation. The crocodiles don't enjoy anything. They take it and they swallow it, and they take it and they swallow it. There's nothing there. So it doesn't have to be that the person feels enjoyment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it davka, you should feel enjoyment. From our very first moment on earth, we're already accustomed. Machzor, there's a cycle. Shira'av, hunger, te'avoin, appetite, te'imas echel, you eat, hana'a, there's pleasure in the eating, seva, satiation, harasvia, feel that. V'chozeh chalil. And again, the cycle goes on and on. V'chen bish'ar kochois. There's pleasure involved. Hana'ois eilu, these pleasures, margilois sa dimnyon v'tziorit anagim. What they do, they make the dimnyon, they cultivate the dimnyon. Once imagination, fantasy, becomes more and more accomplished, more and more attractive. Hadimyoin says Tirahana Ala Tahlis Smith. What happens is that the Dimyoin then takes his images and makes them into their own purpose. That this is the point now. Uvim Koim Shekoach HaShibra'el B'Yusen, instead of the ideal that this force that Hashem imprinted within us to preserve our health, v'hara'av, an actual hunger, hayudo chafim osel achila, instead of they pushing us to eat, misorerim ata tzurei hana'ah shebeachila, what now pushes us to eat is actually mental imagery that has nothing to do with hunger. I've made the point many times, it seems to be a menu, very few people actually eat when they're hungry. It's not that a time when you feel hungry and sit down. You eat because you happen to be walking past the mall and there's this the aroma of the coffee and this gigantic poster that tells you about how tremendous this coffee is. And next to it is this gigantic wall-sized poster of this chocolate cake. People eat because it's available and the media pushes it all the time, not so much because they're hungry. I think very few people, I mean, are actually hungry when it comes to a particular mealtime. What drives us is the dimyon. What this means is Shemrei Pardes Achaim, those gods which were assigned to look after this orchard of life, Sholchim Yad Babakuros and Shemrei Pardes. What they're doing is they are defrauding the owner. They are Sholchim Yad. They take from these beautiful trees in the orchard. They should not have done that. To do that, to strip these pleasures from life processes, and to transform them into their own objective, that's what spoils the whole system in our natural life. That's where we have to understand that's not ideal, not desirable. But the actual forces, they are deep and essential forces. We should not aspire to uproot them or to negate them. They are gods for this beautiful orchard. What we should be concerned about is they should not take without license from the trees in the orchard. Adkan.